You're listening to BBC Learning English.
It was something of a literary mystery. How was Robert Galbraith, a former military policeman, able to produce such an assured debut novel?
The face was crushed and swollen, one eye reduced to a pucker, the other showing as a sliver of dull white between distended lids. When the sequin top she wore glittered in slight changes of light, it gave a disquieting impression of movement, as though she breathed again.
And now it turns out that Robert Galbraith is actually the nom de plume of none other than J.K. Rowling. The secret was only discovered when Britain's Sunday Times newspaper realised that Galbraith and Rowling shared the same agent and editor. Computer analysis showed they used similar phrases and styles. It was also not the first time Rowling had hidden her gender, having chosen to be called J.K. rather than Joanna when she was first published. Rowling confessed. In mitigation, she said she wanted to know how her book would be received without her name and that she had found it a liberating experience. The book had sold a respectable 1,500 copies before Sunday, and now the mystery has been solved. It is number one in the Amazon bestseller list.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.